It's been a strange story from the beginning, and now it's taken a bizarre turn. We're talking about the case of the woman who claimed she found part of a human finger in her bowl of chili at a Wendy's restaurant in San Jose, California. Well, last night, that woman was arrested in Las Vegas and charged with attempted grand larceny. Today at a news conference, San Jose Police Chief Rob Davis explained what happened.
What started as a public health investigation subsequently turned into a criminal investigation when we received information that cast suspicion on the validity of Anna Ayala's claims.
Joining us now from San Jose is NPR's Luke Burbank. And Luke, there are lots of unanswered questions about this case. First, let's talk about the woman, Anna Ayala. Who is she and how did she wind up in jail?
Well, Melissa, she's a 39-year-old mother from Las Vegas, and as you said, she claimed that on March 22nd, she was with her family in San Jose eating a bowl of chili at a Wendy's when she bit into a human finger. She became kind of the butt of late-night comedian jokes and kind of a national gross-out figure and kind of a sympathetic one until police searched her house and now ended up charging her with attempted grand theft larceny.
Now, investigators say that this is not the first time that she has had legal troubles with a fast food restaurant. What can you tell us about that?
No, she was actually paid a settlement last year by a restaurant called El Pollo Loco in Las Vegas after she claimed that the restaurant made her daughter sick. She also sued General Motors, where she used to work. She was paid a settlement in that case. And actually, as police were investigating this finger incident, they found out that she's allegedly involved in a shady real estate deal in Las Vegas. So now, in that case, she's been charged with actual grand theft larceny.
Now, when all of this came to light, when she made her claims, Wendy started going through all of its employees, checking their fingertips. The question now is, where did the finger come from? What did police say about that?
Well, they won't say exactly because they say it's an ongoing case, but they did ask all the employees. They gave them polygraphs. They checked their hands as if one of them would forget if they had lost a finger into this chili mixture. They also went down the supply chain, and the one thing they will say is that the finger did not come from Wendy's or any of its suppliers. They also know the finger did not come from another Nevada woman who had part of her finger bitten off by a snow leopard, and she heard the story and thought maybe this was part of her finger because she's also from Nevada. But they won't get specific about the origins, but they do say that Anna Ayala's story is, in their opinion, not true.
Curiouser and curiouser. Luke, how does Wendy's try to put this all behind it?
Well, I have to say, Melissa, that I've been talking to the Wendy's spokespeople fairly regularly as this has been going on because I've been reporting on this story a bit, and they've sounded pretty down in the dumps. I don't think this is really what you want to hear if your job is to promote the Wendy's brand name, but today they couldn't help but crow a little bit. Even though it's only allegations of a crime, they definitely feel, I think, like this exonerates them, and in fact the San Jose Police Department has said that it wasn't their fault. People should go back to Wendy's. So they did say, by the way, that their sales are down about 20% to 50% in the San Jose area. And they're offering this weekend free junior Frosties to anyone who comes into Wendy's in the Bay Area for the entire weekend. Although, ironically, the chili is still full price.
Noted. NPR's Luke Burbank in San Jose. Luke, thanks a lot.
Sure, Melissa.